I was just thinking as we were singing that song, it's saying, I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. And I was just wondering, you know, for me and for you guys, I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, but is that ever a scary, okay, if you think about it and you mean it, is that ever a scary thing to say? Is to say, okay, God, I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. And here's why I think that maybe should be scary for us sometimes, is that a lot of times in our lives, we're at a place where we're just sinful. I mean, if we're honest, like we're not very godly in the way we're living, in the way we're thinking, in the way our attitudes are, in the way we're acting, we're just not. And yet we're coming in here and we're going, hey, God, I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. You're inviting him to come, be close to you, examine your ungodliness. Yeah, God, I'm here. Come meet with me. And that can be a scary thing because the truth is that we're all sinners. Who's a sinner? Raise your hand. All right. Look to the person next to you and just tell them, you're a sinner. No, like really mean it, like you're a sinner. Say it almost like you're mad at them for being a sinner. Yeah. If you need to push them or if you need to ball your fists up, you can do that. Just ball your fist and go, you're a sinner. We joke about it, but we are all sinners. But even though we're all ugly and we're all sinners and we all have this ungodliness to us, there are some sins that it is impossible or it would be impossible for you to commit at least right now. There are some sins that I could not commit right now. I probably, standing on the stage, could not commit the sin of murder. I would have a hard time. I don't have a gun. I don't even have a license for a gun. If I wanted to strangle one of you, someone would probably stop me before I got you to the death point. I would not be able to commit the sin of murder. Same thing with stealing. Right now, in this moment, I can't steal anything. You would see me. You would catch me. I would not be able to commit that sin. I mean, I could try. I could be like, I like this mic stand here. And I could kind of stand here like this and walk around. But you would know, and you wouldn't let me get out of here stealing the mic stand. I just couldn't steal it right now. And maybe later I could, but right now I can't. I can't cheat right now. How could I cheat? There's nothing for me to cheat on in this moment. There are some sins that it takes some work to commit. There are some sins where you have to go through some steps. You have to create a scene. There has to be a certain stage set before you can commit those sins. Kind of the sin of adultery, all right? Sex before marriage or cheating on your husband or wife. You got to go through some steps to get there. Violent sins where you're hurting someone. There's some steps you have to go through. The stage has to be set for you to sin. But we're going to talk about a sin this morning in the next 2 weeks that is probably the easiest sin of all sins to commit. I could commit it right now in front of you, and no one could stop me. And I could do it over and over and over again. It's the easiest one to commit. Therefore, it's probably the one that we're most guilty of. And it's the sin, and it's not just one sin, but it's a whole bunch of sins that fall under the category. Does anybody know? There we go. I heard lying. I heard gossip. They're all sins of the tongue, all right? Sins we commit with our mouth. There's no steps you have to go through before something flies out of your mouth. I could stand up here and say 5 cuss words in a row and you couldn't stop me. I could tell you a lie. I could talk bad about Dawson. I could. I could make fun of him right now in front of you and just tear him down instead of encourage him and build him up. I could do all those things, and no one could stop me. It's the easiest sin to commit, and I've probably committed sins of the tongue up here on the stage weekly since we started in September. They're so easy. All of you guys probably, at some point or another, out in the lobby before you came in here, committed a sin of the tongue. It's the easiest sin to commit, and so we would be wasting our time if we didn't talk about it. Because we're coming in here and we're going, hey, God, I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. And yet we're so ungodly. And we don't have to be perfect to be before God. But if you come before God, he's going to make you more like him. And so this is part of our process of looking at his word and saying, God, make me more like you. There's a sin that I commit so easily, and I don't want to do it anymore, so help me be like you. Now, someone mentioned gossip earlier, and gossip is what we're going to focus on this morning. But before we do that, I want to show you what the Bible has to say about our tongues. You see this on the screen? It says, this changes everything. The Bible says that our tongues, our mouths, our words can change everything about your entire life. Check this out. This is from James chapter 3, if you'll throw the scriptures up there. We all make many mistakes, but those who control their tongues, listen to this. Read that second line just silently to yourselves as I read it. Those who control their tongues can also control themselves in every other way. Those who control their tongues can control everything else in their life. We make a large horse turn around and go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. If you've ever ridden a horse, you know what that's like. You just tug on the reins and it pulls a bit in his mouth and it goes right, it goes left, it slows down. And a tiny rudder, a little thing in the back, makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the winds are strong. Your tongue, although it's a very small muscle in your body, has the power to affect everything else. It goes on. Let's look at verses 5 and 6. So also, the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And the tongue is a flame of fire. Now, this is where this verse kind of gets scary. It's full of wickedness that can ruin part of your life, a little bit of your life. No, that's not what it says. It can ruin your whole life. And it can turn the entire course of your semester, the entire course of your life into a blazing flame of destruction, for it itself is set on, or it is set on fire by hell itself. That's freaky. Basically, this is saying misuse of your tongue will send your life to hell. That's freaky. That's not a good thing. And you know what's really freaky about it is that it's so easy. It's so easy to sin with your tongue. And yet it can change everything in your life. Everything. I want you to think about gossip because that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Really, there's three categories we're going to focus on. This morning, we're going to talk about gossip. Next week, we're going to talk about tearing others down versus building others up. And then in 3 weeks, we're going to talk about cussing and filthy language. All right, and some things that we're going to cover later on are lying, but we're not going to do that in these 3 weeks. But you guys, everyone in here is guilty of gossip. You know what gossip is? Okay, some examples of gossip I wrote down that I've heard people say. What do you think of Christy's outfit today? Okay, girls say that about each other. They talk about what everyone else is wearing behind each other's back. I've heard guys say this, and this is sad to admit. Those girls are so skanky. I've heard guys say it. And they're talking about other people behind their back. Have you heard about Walker and Carrie? Have you heard they broke up? Have you heard they kissed? Have you heard about them? Why does he always do that? You're talking about someone behind their back. He's so annoying. She's kind of an airhead. I've heard that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he's going out with her. I would never go out with her. She's so ugly. But people say these things. People say these things. We're all gossipers. Think about it. When is the last time you've gossiped? And if you can't figure it out, I'm going to give you a definition of gossip. Put that up on the screen. Gossip is this. This is a very simple definition. Talking carelessly about someone else's business. Everybody say that with me. Talking carelessly about someone else's business. All right? Anytime you talk about someone else's business agenda, what's going on in their life, what they're wearing, what they said, what they did, who they are, if you don't talk carefully, you talk carelessly about it, meaning you're not careful with every word you say about someone else and their business, that's gossip. And you guys do it all the time. You know why you do it? Because you're worried that your life isn't interesting enough to engage another person, so you're going to talk about somebody else's life. You're insecure about yourself, so you want to tear somebody else down. You want to make them look bad. And when we talk carelessly about other people's lives. Now, I want you to remember that, okay? Gossip is talking carelessly about someone else's business. When we do that, it changes everything. And I want to show you how it changes everything. Now, I'm going to go through five or six things. You guys, I'm going to give you a pass here. You don't have to remember these five or six things, because that's a lot of things to remember when you leave here. So you don't have to remember them, but I want you to follow along and see how much gossip can change your life. So you don't have to remember this, but check it out. And this is all from the scripture. Gossip changes everything. It changes your character. Look at this proverb. Proverbs 11:13 says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret." If you gossip, you are not trustworthy. You are not seen as a man or a woman of integrity. It compromises your character. Your character is the most important thing. Your integrity is the most valuable thing you have. And gossip compromises that. Because when I gossip to you about someone else, you realize, wait, if they're talking to me about them, then they're probably talking about me to someone else. I cannot trust this person. And gossip compromises your character. It changes your character. Gossip also changes your friendships. Proverbs 16:28 says, "A gossip separates close friends." Think about it. Have you ever known two people that were really good friends, but then talking about each other behind each other's back has ruined their friendship? Maybe that's happened to you. It changes friendships. Gossip changes peace. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. So with gossip, the fighting does not die down. Your life will not be characterized by peace. It will be characterized by drama and pain and unrest and fighting if there's gossip there. Gossip also changes your loneliness. Listen to this. A gossip betrays a confidence. So the Bible tells you to avoid a man who talks too much. Most people just know this in their own heads. They don't even need the Bible to tell them that. You all know someone that just gossips and blah, 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 blah. What do you do next time you see them? You avoid them. And if you're a gossip, people are going to learn that about you, and they're going to learn to avoid you. And it's going to make you isolated and alone, and no one's going to want to be around you. So gossip changes loneliness. It also changes deeper things than you will ever know. Proverbs 26:22 says, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts." It's like that little piece of Halloween candy that you got, and it's your favorite one, you know, and you eat it, and it goes right on down, and you feel it go down in your tummy, and it gets down, and you don't even know where it's going, because it goes from your stomach into your small intestine, and then it goes from your small intestine into your large intestine, and then all the nutrients are getting sucked out, and it's going into your bloodstream, and then you start shaking, and you have no idea where all that goes, but it goes all over the place, and you know where some of it goes, you know, see it later, but the words of a gossip go down into a person. And they go down so deep, and they spread out, and some of it stays in them, and some of it comes out of them. It does. Sometimes if someone gossips about me, I can get over part of it, but part of it sticks with me. But it affects deeper things than you ever know. Gossip changes everything, your character, your friendships, your peace, your loneliness. And then the deep feelings inside of you that you can't even explain or understand. It changes that about you, about the people you gossip to, and the people you gossip about. Gossip changes everything. So here's what I want you to do, and I want you to remember this. You can change everything for the bad by gossiping, or you can change everything in your life. Like a bit and reins of a horse, if you can just turn your tongue a little bit this way, you can change the direction of your whole life, your character, your friendships, your peace, your integrity, your loneliness, all these things you can change. If you can learn to control your tongue. So here's what I want you to remember. This changes everything. If you can do these two things. One, mind your own business. And two, be careful, not careless with your words. Just those two things. That's all you have to remember. Guys, mind your own stinking business. Stop getting your nose in everybody else's situations. Some of you right now are thinking about someone else. While I'm talking about gossip, you're thinking about someone that's a gossip, and later on at your small group, you're going to say, "Yeah, I know Julie's a gossip." Guess what? You're gossiping about someone else gossiping. Mind your own business. Don't think about someone else being a gossip. think about yourself, mind your own business, don't worry about everyone else's business, and then if you do ever have a situation where you need to talk about somebody else, okay, you've got a friend that's really hurting, you need to talk to your small group leader, your parents, and get advice on how you can help them, be with them, and you need to tell someone else's problem, be careful, not careless with your words. Okay, there's all situations where you have to talk about someone else. So your parents say, how was your day at school? You're going to talk about, well, I did this, I did that, I did that. I saw this person, talked to them, did this. But you got to be careful, not careless with your words. We just go around and we just talk and talk and talk, and we don't care about what we're saying. You got to care because it changes everything. So if you can walk out of here and remember these two things about gossip, mind your own business and be careful, not careless with your words. This will change the direction so many other parts of your life. It really will. It really will. The tongue is like a little spark that could light a whole forest on fire. You learn to control your tongue, you'll be good to go. Let me show you three more proverbs and we'll wrap up. Check this out. When words are many, sin is not absent, okay? You're likely to sin if you got a lot of words because it's easy to sin with your tongue. But he who holds his tongue is wise. I don't care how dirty your hands are. Tongue out. Glad that. Keep your hand on your tongue. The challenge for this week is sometime this week to go for an entire day holding your... No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? Sorry, teacher, I don't have my homework. No, the challenge for this week is this. When you watch a TV show after school, one TV show, one 30-minute Hannah Montana, whatever you watch, one TV show, hold your tongue the whole time. One TV show, hold your tongue the whole time. Here's why I ask you to do that. Shh, listen, put that scripture back up, Scott. Here's why I ask you to do that. If you do that for a whole TV show, you'll probably remember that. You'll remember the taste of your fingers. You'll remember how uncomfortable it is, how many times you forget and accidentally let go and have to pick it back up. But you will remember that holding your tongue is an important thing. And also, holding your tongue is not easy. So you have to work at it. I really challenge you guys, one TV show this week, hold your tongue, to remind you to hold your tongue. Let me show you another Proverbs. It's foolish to belittle one's neighbor. A sensible person keeps quiet. Same message. Keep quiet. Don't belittle other people. And lastly, Proverbs 21:23, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. That's what we're talking about. Hold your tongue. Mind your own business. Be careful, not careless with your words. Let me pray for you guys. Lord, I thank you that your scripture just is so practical and so applicable to where we are in our lives. I thank you that it is so easy to look at it and go, that makes sense. That will change everything in my life. And I pray for me. This is my easiest area, most common area of sin. God, would you just help me as I speak on this to be challenged and sharpened and changed so that I can set a better example for my friends? And I pray that there would be students in this room that would set an example for me and for their friends and their peers and their families and their leaders. Pray that you would remind everyone, put it on their hearts to hold their tongue this week. And they would do this practical exercise, Lord. I pray that you would give them a chance to sit down and watch a TV show just so they can do this and be challenged day in and day out to be careful, not careless with their words. Lord, would you change our lives and make them more like you? Make us more godly and less godly every day. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.